Video: Man arrested in alleged kidnapping caught on doorbell camera. By Amy Furr on December 18, 2021. A suspect was arrested and charged in a Charlotte, North Carolina kidnapping recorded on a doorbell camera Wednesday. 32-year-old Louis Lamontrez Meadows and the alleged victim, who was not identified, were found Thursday, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, CMPD, said, according to WCNC. Authorities took the female victim to a safe place. Officials eventually determined Meadows and the victim knew one another and believe the incident was a domestic violence issue. In a social media post on Wednesday, CMPD shared the Ring doorbell video of the incident showing a woman running to a home and banging on the door while an individual approached from behind. The individual appeared to grab the woman, throw her on the ground, and allegedly hit her several times before dragging her away from the house. Meadows, who also had outstanding arrest warrants on other charges, has been charged with first-degree kidnapping and assault on a female, the WCNC report said, adding he was supposed to appear in court on Friday. Officials credited information from the North Carolina Department of Transportation and help from the community for being able to identify and find Meadows and the apparent victim. Police asked the community for tips on Wednesday once a homeowner found the video on the Ring camera. "It's scary. Scary, because I don't know what's going on," the owner of the doorbell, who asked not to be identified, told WCNC. When she checked her Ring application, she was shocked at the video and called police. The WCNC report continued. The victim disappeared from the Sheffield Park neighborhood, located near the interchange of Independence Parkway, US 74 and Albemarle Road. On Thursday, it was not immediately known if Meadows or the victim had any connection to the neighborhood. CMPD said there's no connection between the pair and the people who lived at the home where the video was captured. In a video shared Friday, a CMPD official said the department did not usually share such videos due to the violent nature. But in this case, we needed to identify the people in the video and ensure the victim was safe. We want to thank the community for their involvement, for the information that was given, and for calling Crime Stoppers to help us out, he concluded.